Maybe av kain mevorach baal mum loy. If a kain is a baal mum, maybe you can't duch anida. And the Gemara is kishla nazir. We're learning out birchas kana from nazir. And by nazir is no din of a baal mum. Therefore, pshit the kain that's a baal mum is a lot of duchin. For the Gemara, though, my chos is the makshis lakula, akish the chumra. Like, how do you know to learn out that a mevorachim, birchas kana mazayma to nazir, that even a baal mum could do with the kula? Maybe no. If you make it a hekashir of lesharis, that duchin is like doing the avoidam, go the chumra. Just like a crane that's a baal mum can't do the avoid, it can't bring a carbon, maybe a crane that's a baal mum can't do duchin either. So Mar says the teretz here avadim is a smachin inu. Avadim is this din, that a crane duchin, you learn out from nozir, it's not a din diraisa. Avadim is only in a smach, it's only with the rabbonin. With the rabbonin lukula. Therefore, the zimudim is only with the rabbonin, it's like dialosh al-hoysif. We're learning out with the rabbonin that a crane that's shikar can't duchin. But that's all. But avada kain that's a baal mum, there's no real limit to say the gola chumra that just like a kain baal mum can't do the avoda, who would then he can't duchen? Avada we could duchen. It's only in the smachta with the rabbonin, and with the rabbonin is a svar to say, if a kain in the shikka drank wine, he's not allowed to duchen. But not more. Avada baal mum is allowed to duchen also. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding the Chav Zayin. The Chav Zayin of an Aleph, the Bar two dots. Mishnah says, Elu hei ma'amodois, v'vishunema tzavas b'nei Yisrael. There's an meaning of ma'amodois, that we're masakin, the Nevi'im were masakin ma'amodois, because the Pasuk says, by Korban Tomid, tzavas b'nei Yisrael. So Gemara says, my comma, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Like Ratap Rashi says, Koboy, the Gemara asked the question, my new ma'amodois, what are these ma'amodois, these, a group of people of Yisraelim that have to come, and we'll soon see what the mamodas are. O ma'isi cross kovni lachmi lishar, that the Gemara right away comes and brings the Mishnah brings the pasuk. So Gemara says hachik kamar elu hei mamodas. There's such a thing as a takonim of mamodas that Yisraelim should come to be. It's a big machlokes exactly what the mamodas were. The kids said there are three types of mamodas by the Yisraelim. There were a chiluk of the Yisraelim that used to be in the base of Migdash, B'shash, that brought the Korban HaTomid, like there were shliach of Klai Yisrael, like Lesudash and the Posik. Another chiluk of the Mamodis went out to bring food and mozoin for these people that went to Yerushalayim. And the third part of the Yisraelim, we had before, made a tainis, gathered together, made a tainis, and davened to Hashem, that Hashem should accept their kabonis. But there's such a thing of Mamodis, that the Yisraelim, a chiluk of Yisraelim had to do something special. And they also had a cycle of 24 weeks that they were changed over every week. A certain Yisraelim did their avodah, and in 24 weeks he did it over again. So they made a takona of mamodis. Now, Uma tam tiktu mamodis, what's the reason why with a chomim mesak in mamodis? Like we have before, chov dalad mishmoris. That we understand. The Kahanim have to go and do the avodah, bring the kavonis in the base of Midish. Now, Midi writes that any kohen, any time he wants, really could go into the Beis Hamikdash and do the avodah to bring the kabbonis. But the rabbanu were masakin the seder to know when you have a right to come do the korban and when not, like there shouldn't be machlekesin. So they made a cycle of 24 weeks, and every week another mishpach, another chelik kakanim have a right to come and do the avodah that day and that week. Now, the mishma means 1 week, and every day of the week has its base av, that these kanim work today, but there's a week they come and stand in Beis Midrash 1 full week, and they do the avodah that week. That's called the Chav Dalad Mishmorim of the kanim. Now, Kenega, the Chav Dalad Mishmorim, there's also Chav Dalad Mamodah, it's the same thing. It's divided off from Klai, from Yisraelim, that they also have to come to the Beis Midrash. Now, the Gemara explains, Umatam Tiktu Mamodis, what's the reason why a chelik of the Mamodis come and stand in the Beis Midrash, Peshas the Kabonis, the Korban HaTomid is brought? The Fish Shemelma, because the Pasuk says, Tzavis B'nai Yisrael, V'yamatu Aleim, Es Korboni Lachmi Lishai. When you come to bring a Korban HaTomid in the morning, or in the afternoon, it's brought from the Korban Tzibur. A Korban Tzibur means it's brought from the money that was given to the Machsa Shekel, and the Machsa Shekel came from the Klai Yisrael. So really, everybody is a Chelik, is a Shutif, in the Korban HaTomid. So really, every single person has to be the B'shas the Korban HaTomid, which is too much. So we make a system, a shluchim, we send certain Yisraelim, they stand by the korban, they're a shliach of the whole Klal Yisrael. Yeah. Now the Gemara goes right explains the heich korbona shel adam korav who ain't oimed agabav. How could it be that you have a korban brought that you're not standing on top of it? In other words, the korban sibur is brought because of every yochid v'yochid. So how could that be if the yechid and every Yisrael is not standing there? And therefore, his kino neviim or rishonim. The Rashi says it means David and Shmuel. They were mesakin eskrim v'yabor mishmoris. That first of all, there's 24 mishmoris of the kahanim. We have a system of 24 weeks that the kahanim each week another set of kahanim come in to do the avodah, and in kol mishmer or mishmer hoyu maimid. They also made a maimid of Yisraelim to have to be there also during these 24 weeks, a period of 24 weeks. Yerushalayim. Now shel kahanim v'shel levim v'shel Yisraelim. There's also a big machlokes rishonim. Pashut Gemara is saying the union of a maimid was not only to have Yisraelim, no, a chelik of the maimid was to have Kahanim, Leviim, and Yisraelim. They're all a chelik of the maimid. Some Rishonim learn that no, the real maimid is only for the Yisraelim. That that you have Kahanim and Leviim, that's the chelik of the Mishmar. That's to do the Avodas HaKabonis, and Leviim to sing, to do the Shir, that's what you have Kahanim and Leviim. Yisraelim, they're only for the maimid, like we said before, they're a shliach for the whole Klal Yisrael, that they're standing there b'shas to bring the korbanos. Other Mepharshim learn, know that we says in our Gemara, that even the Ma'amadis also have an Indian to have, Kahanim, Leviim, Rishon Yisraelim, were all a chelik of the Maimid. He's excluding the Mishmor, there was also a Maimid. Maimid means you're not coming to do the actual Avodah there, you're just standing there in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Hegiyah Zman Mishmor Lalis. It came a time that the Mishmar, the Mishmar is for sure the Kahanim that are doing the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, and every week a new set of Kahanim came into the Beis HaMikdash. So when it came your week to go up, is Kahanim or Leviim Olam Yerushalayim. That's for sure. The Kahanim and Leviim, they left the houses and went up to the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avod that week. That week the Kahanim brought the Karbonis, and that week Leviim, they sang the Shir. That was the Mishmar. The Ma'amadus, that was only Be'ika for the Yisraelim, that the Yisrael should also be there, b'shas they brought the Korban Atomit. Tana Rabbanu, look at a price like this. Eskrim v'yarbo mishmoris. There are 24 mishmoris, that means a cycle of 24 weeks, and each week another set of Kahanim came up to the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avodah that week. Beretz Yisrael. U'shtei mesre b'yirichoy. And there's a half minute was, there's another 12 mishmoris in Yirichoy. So together, that's 36. For the Gemara, Shtei Mesra Mirichoi, Nefish and Lotuva, it's too much. We know there are only 24 Mishmarim. So how could you say there's another 12 in Yerichoi also? So Gemara says like this. Ela means like this. Shtei Mesra Mehem Mirichoi. Really, there are only 24 Mishmarim. Now, out of those 24 Mishmarim, 12 of them also, some of them went to Yerichoi. Some of them went to Yerushalayim, and some of them went to Yerichoi, which is a city outside Yerushalayim. Now, Higiyaz Mana Mishmalalis. When it came a time for the Mishma, this Mishpacha, this is the Mishpacha of the Kahanim now, it's their week now to do the Avodah, is Chatzi HaMishma Roy Erlam Eretz Yisrael Yushlayim. Half of the Mishma, half of this Mishpacha went up to Yushlayim to the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avodah, to bring the Kabonis that week in the Beis HaMikdash. The Chatzi HaMishma, the other half of the Mishpacha, like, Hoya Erlam Yerichai. Or I guess it should be Li Yerichai. They went up from wherever they lived, they went up to be in Yerichai that week. And what was the purpose going to Yerichai? Kedei sheyisbaku mayim amazin liachayim shav Yerushalayim. His half of the Mishpacha went up to Yerushalayim to do the Avodah. So, Chura, how is their Mishpachas back home can have Panosah to live on that week? If the husbands, the Kahanim, went up to the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avodah, what's going to be with the rest of their Mishpacha that's back home? So the other half of that mishpacha, they go to Yerichoi. That was a place that's easy to make panasa there, or they would collect the money there, whatever. But there they would get enough money to yisbeku mayim mazal achem shev Yerushalayim. They would have enough water and food there to bring home to the mishpachas of the people, the kanim, that went up to Yerushalayim. That was like a division. Half went to do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, and half of them went to bring panasa to the mishpachas that are home. That's another chelak of the mishmar to the maimodis. Like we said, there are three parts to the maimodis. That half of it, one part is to bring food to the people that went to Yishlayim. Another part is to be in the Beis Hamikdash Gufa b'shas Kabonis Abroad. And the third part is, we had before, a tainis. That they go in their cities and they make a kenisa, they get together and they fast that week. They fast from Monday until Thursday. That Hashem should accept the kabonis that Abroad that week. Omer Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Kahanim, Moleviyim, V'Yisraelim, Ma'akvin Es HaKorban. You have to have all three of them there in the Beis Hamikdash b'shas to bring the Korban. In other words, this Indian of the Yisraelim, the Ma'amodos, that's the Kuvai, like we said before. But every time you bring a Korban, the Baalim has to be there b'shas to bring in the Korban. So by the Korban Atomin, it's for the Tzibur. It's like the old Tzibur is bringing the Korbanos. You have to have Yisraelim standing there also. Now Kahanim Pshita to do the Avodah. Leviyim Pshita, you need to have the Shear. So you need all three, otherwise the Korban is no good. The Masnisa Ton and the Braisa, we learned like this. We have Shim Ben Elazar, is Kahanim U Leviyim U Kli Shear Makvin Es HaKorban. Not only Leviyim, but they also have the instruments to play the music, also there has to be there B'Shash to bring the Korban. The Gemara says, with my Kamiflegi, what's the Machlek is the two Braises? If the Kahanim have to bring the Kli Shear, the instruments also, Ma Sovar Iko Shiru B'Peh. The first price that says the main thing is that the Leviyim should be there. Whether they have the instruments or not, the Korban is still kosher. Because they hold the Ika Shira Likuvam is the Peh. As long as the Shira, the Leviyim, sing the Shir with their mouth, you mekayim the Mitzvah Shira. Therefore, Likuva, what has to be there for the Korban to be kosher? The Leviyim, that's all. Omar Sava, the second price holds Ika Shira B'Kli. The Ikar Ashira that the Leviyim do is the Kli. It's not enough just for them to sing the Pem. They have to also have their instruments there. So therefore, if they don't bring the instruments, they don't play, you're not making the Mitzvah Shira, the Avodah wouldn't be good. And Rashi says, Makvin Es HaKorban, Emei Maimid Mikulam Yushlayim. If you don't have all of these three people there, Kahanim, Leviyim, and Yisraelim, the Korban is no good. Kiristinan. I'll call Mishmer Hoyimaimid Yushlayim, Shall Kahanim Leviyim Yisraelim, like we had before. By every Maimid, it means Yarav, a Chelik of Kahanim, a Chelik of Leviyim and Yisraelim. Kivan the Kulam Bailim, since they're all the Bailim, Bin and Lehevi, Kamo Agabi Avoida. So for this Rashi, it's Mashma, from the Indian of the Maimid alone, forget about the Mishmer. The Mishmer is to do the Avoida, the Kahanim have to go and actual make the Shechita, do the Avoida, the Zrika. Achutz from the Mishmer, there's also an Indian of a Maimid. A Maimid means that B'Shas to bring the Korban, you have to be there. Like a regular Yochid, if you bring a Korban Oila, you have to be there B'Shas to bring in the Korban Oila. So by the Korban Atomid, which is a Korban Seber for the Hot Seber, they have to be representative like of the Hot Seber. So you have to have a Yisrael Kainan there, Levim there, and Yisraelim there. That's the way this Rashi is mashmal. That the Maimit itself also is necessary to have a Kayan and a Levi was a chelik of the Maimit. So a big machlekas Rishonim. Other Rishonim learn no, the Maimit was only for the Yisraelim. The Kanim and Levim were only because you needed them for the Avoida. But Rashi is mashma, the Maimit itself needed a Kayan and a Levi also. Right, Rashi says, the Kli Shir Makvin as a Korban, Plukta Bishloi Masech the Sukkah we had. Over the Erechin, it's machlekas. The woman there says, Ika Shir Bapir, O Kli, that the Kanim play their instruments, Lefsume kol v'yalma, stand to make a nice sweet voice. But if you don't have it, still it's kosher. V'chiv v'ndika leviyim le'maki mishum kli shir. Therefore, as long as you have leviyim, it's kosher. The other sheet tells no, ik yashir v'kli, a'ovuv, you have to have a flute there. V'chiv v'perak ha'chalil. And without the flute, the shir is possible. Omer Rav Choma Baguria. Omer Rav. Moshe tiken lehem li'Yisrael shemayna mishmoris. Moshe Rabbeinu was the first one to masakin a cycle of 8 mishmoris. That means 8 weeks, the Kahanim, a different set of Kahanim come each week to do the Avodah, and then they change over again. The cycle was only 8 weeks, that's all. Arbo mi'elozer, 4 weeks of the mishpacha from Elozer, v'dalad mi'isomer, and then the next 4 weeks came Kahanim from the mishpacha of Isomer, the two sons of Aaron, and then the cycle started over again. Rashi says, Arba mi'elozer, mi'bonim shel'elozer, sh'osu mem dalad mishmoris. From the children of Elozer, Moshe made 4 mishmoris, means a set of 4 weeks, that each week, these people went to the Beis HaMikdash to do their karbonis. But B'shas Moshe wasn't the Beis Hamikdash, it was the Mishkan. B'shas had the Mishkan to do the Karbonos. Well, Gemara learns out. That's what Rav Chama Bar Gruya says, that Moshe Rabbeinu was only Misakin 8. Bar Shmuel, then Shmuel came, he made 16 Mishmaras, he doubled it. Not only 8, he made it to 16. But David, then David HaMelech came, he had another 8, and now you have 24 Mishmaras. So how do we have 24? That's what Rashi says, Nevi'im, Rishonim, means David and Shmuel, they were Masakin to have 24 Mishmaras. Shinem the Pasik says, Bishnasa boil the Malchus David, Nidrashu v'yimtzubem, Kibori Yachayil b'yazor, b'yazor gilut. Mashma David HaMelech, this Pasik, Masham HaSorim, about Nidrash, he was the one to Masakin to make Mishmarim. That he was Masakin to make more Mishmaras. So Mashma David HaMelech also had to do with making the Mishmaras. Meis, we have a kasher in this. Moshe tikkun lem Yisrael l'shmoyne mishmaris. Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin 8 mishmaris. Arba mi Elozo v'yaba mi Soma. Bo Dovid and Shmuel, the mid malesun v'yabo, here it's mashma right away, Dovid and Shmuel together, like right away made a 24. Shenemar heima yisad Dovid u Shmuel, haroya b'yemunosam. So l'chur it's mashma. The Rashi says it's Yufti Rav Chomad Yom Shmuel Amidim Al Yudvav. The day before we learned that Shmuel made it to 16 Mishmaris. V'Dovid Amidim Al Chavdalit. To Hashemidim and Neda Tavaya V'Adadadi Taknilu. And here it's Mashma that no, right away together was 24. So what's the Tachi Komer? Mi Yisaydil Shal Dovid Al Shmuel Ramosi Her Amidim Al Esrim V'Yabur. Not that they both made it together like 24. But between both of them, it came out there was 24. By Shmuel alone was only 16. David HaMelech later, he was Masakin another 8 to have 24 together. So Martan Yidduch, learned another price like this. Moshe Tikkun Lehem LeYisrael Sheish Asar Mishmaris. This is not like the first of Chama Bar Gruya. Here the price says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin a cycle of 16 weeks. 16 Mishmaris. Like every week, for 16 weeks, in a different mishpacha, different kanan come to do the avodah. Shemay nemi'aloza, he's masakin a cycle of 8 weeks, that from the children of Elozer, those kanan come to do the avodah. Who shemay nemi'isomer, the next 8 weeks, from the children of Isomer, he made 16 weeks, a cycle of 16. Ukisharabu b'nei Elozer, al b'nei Isomer, when later there were more children, more kanan, from Elozer than there was from Isomer, Cholkum v'yamidim alesum v'yabur. He like made another 8 to the Bnei Elozer and left Isomer the way it is. So Isomer only has 8 and Elozer has 16. So together he has 24. Shenem the Pasuk says, V'yamotzu Bnei Elozer rabim l'rashia geburim min Bnei Isomer. V'yachokum Bnei Elozer roshim l'veis ovis sheish asorim. The later they saw that Bnei Elozer was a lot, there were a lot of children of Bnei Elozer. So they made from them a cycle of 16 weeks. And they left it the way from Bnei Summer, they left it the way it was originally. It was only 8, they left those alone. They left those 8 alone. So Kofan, here's the Kashu, Moshe Rabbeinu was the stock in 16, and then of course Bnei Elozer became bigger, that's where you had the 24. So not that Moshe was first the stock in 8, and then Shmuel 16, and then David 24, here it's Mashmas differently. That first Moshe was Masakin 16, and then because it came so big, we were Masakin another 8 to get 24. The Yomer, another deposit says, right in the rear Yomim, that Beis Av Echot Ochos Lelozer, there was one Ochos Lelozer, the Yochos Ochos Li Summer, and another Chilik was the Summer. So actually it says, Beis Av Echot Lelozer, Echot Ochos Li Summer, the Yimsu B'nei Lelozer, Rab, and the Rosh Gaborim, but this is the end, this is the end. So as the Yechad Ochad Lissomer, Mashoye Metchila Ochad Lissomer, Achuzem Atak Yvetchila, Shlehirbo Leim Shum Beisav. That is the way Isomer had before, he stayed the same way, he didn't multiply. He had 8 Mishmarim and stayed 8. It's only Isomer, it's only Elozer that first had 8, he multiplied, he had 16. For the more my Vyom, what do you have to have the second Pasuk for? The Chitayna, maybe you tell me, Ki Hechad and Afisha B'nei Elozer. The same way later, the Pasuk just says that Bnei Elozer multiplied. So the more children, they gave them twice as much Mishmarim. Maybe Hochi Narmad in Afisha Bnei Summer. Maybe Bnei Summer also became more. that means Shmoyne Mikara Bohevi, that maybe at the beginning there was only four, that maybe this wouldn't be, maybe it wouldn't be a kashan of Chama Bagruya. Maybe at the beginning Moshe Rabbeinu was only Mesak and four. And even B'nai Yisrael later became more, and that's why B'nai Yisrael had eight later on. So Gemara says on this note, Tor Shema, that Beis Av Echot Ochel Delozer, V'Echot Ochel Yisrael, that Yisrael stayed the way it was originally. Yisrael didn't change. Mashma at the beginning, Moshe Rabbeinu made Yisrael eight, Mishmarim. And those eight still stayed at the end. It's only Elozer, he multiplied. So his children at the beginning had eight Mishmarim, and then later they gave him another eight Mishmarim. And our co-partners, Mashma clearly said from these psukim, that when Moshe Rabbeinu Matchilu was Mesakin the Mishmaris, the cycle of Kahanim, when they come to do the Avodah, he was Mesakin 16 Mishmarim. Eight from B'nai Elozer, and eight from B'nai Samar. So the Churut Yuftu, the Rav Chama Bagruya. This is the steer, what's Rav Chama Bagruya. That he said, Moshe Rabbeinu was only Mesakin four Mishmarim from B'nai Elozer, and four B'nai Yisrael, only eight. And here is Mashma clearly, Moshe was Mesakin at the beginning, 16. So what does Zaynach Nami? Omulach Rav Chama Bagruya, Rav Chama Gumi answers you like this and says, Tanoihi, Enach Nami, Yamask, Mesakin, Machlekes Tanoim. The Anodi Yamr Kiyai Tana. Me, Rav Chama Bagruya, he was only in Amira, he holds like this Tana. You have one brisa true that says Moshe was Mesakin 16, but there's another Tana that holds up like that. The Yom HaShemayna, there's another Tana that says Moshe Rabbeinu Matchilu was only Mesakin 8 Mishmarim, and the Chama Baguria holds like that. That Moshe first was Mesakin 8, then later Shmuel came was Mesakin another 8, 16, and then David HaMelech came was Mesakin more, another 8 to be 24 altogether. Torah Rabbonin, Arbo Mishmarois Oilo Min Hagrilo. By after the Churban Bais Rishin, they went into Bavel into Golus. Then later, when Ezra went up to build the Bais Mikdash Hasheni, there were only four Mishmarois from the first Bais Mikdash that went up. Arbo Mishmarois Oilo Min Hagrilo. When Ezra went up to Eretz Yisrael to build the second Bais Mikdash, only four Mishmarois left Bavel and went up with Ezra. The Rashi says, Olim Min Hagrilo. The Bais Sheni. The rest of the Mishmar and the rest of the Kahanim stayed in Bavel. A lot of Yisraelim wanted to still stay in Bavel. They didn't want to come up to Eretz Yisrael. So how many Mishmarim of the original 24, only four of them came up now, only four Mishpachis came up now to the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, at the beginning at least. The Elohein, these are the four Mishpachis that came up right away. Yadjo, Cherim, Pashchur, V'yema. These four Mishpachas, they came up right away. Now, out of these four Mishpachas, Omdu Nevi'im Shebeneim, the Nevi'im then multiplied, divided them up, V'chilkom V'midim Alesim V'yabor. Again, at the beginning of the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, they all